Good morning, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to day 13 of the 30 days of Thanksgiving Daily. 13 is usually perceived as a negative number. And if you know a little bit of numerology, you will find that 13 is actually a number that represents change. And sometimes we don't like change. A part of our brain definitely resists change as much as possible. But let's look at some negative situations that ended up being a blessing. A change that at first seemed negative, that got to be an actual blessing. Can you think of a moment when that happened? Do you remember what happened? How you felt in the beginning and how it actually turned out to be? Let me tell you two recent stories from my own life. A few months ago, some friends from Bucharest moved to Cluj. They rented an apartment and called for the internet people to come and connect them to the internet. Unfortunately, they were scheduled for an hour that wasn't very easy to reach because she was working at that time and he was just coming from Bucharest. And the thing was that on his way here, even though he began his journey early, on his way here he got stuck in traffic, and at one point he actually had to wait for a couple of hours for the traffic to keep going. And he called me to help him out and get the key from her and go to the apartment and let the internet guys in. So I did, and we ended up having a great time. We left a lot, we socialized, and the cool thing was that it wasn't planned. And most probably if we would have planned it, it would have been harder for us to actually make it happen. And this is what I believe is the beauty of limitations, the fact that we are interdependent, that we need other people. And many times when we need other people, we actually get to have beautiful experiences together. Like another story that I'd like to share with you is one from this weekend, actually. A colleague of my girlfriend's lives just across the street, and she adopted a cat. But she had to go to her hometown for the weekend and she couldn't take the cat with her. So, knowing that we love animals, she reached out to us and we got together, and it was very cool that even though we live very close to each other, we didn't actually visit each other or socialize too much. And this was actually an opportunity for us to get to know each other better, to become friends. And what's even more interesting is that exactly in this period she needs a website, and that just happens to be my line of work. So from having the problem of not knowing what to do with the cat over the weekend, we got to become friends, to socialize more, and also to do business. So I hope these stories remind you of similar stories from your own life that began with something seemingly negative and were actually blessings, were blessings in disguise, actually. So what started out as a limitation, a need for help, a seemingly negative situation that actually turned out into something awesome. Just find one, and if you're really creative and you have a really good memory, the more the merrier. So let's give thanks for these situations, because they were actually blessings that we were given, even though they didn't start this way. Because it didn't start in a positive way. So today, think about these situations, not just now but along your day, and give thanks for them. They might not be big, but like any personalized gift that we receive, it's our gift, it's our experience that we have been given. And even though it might not be something material, something physical that you can touch, it's still a gift. It's still something that you received as a gift, as a blessing, and that you can totally appreciate and make it even more enriched in this way. So thank you so much for listening. And if you find this helpful, let me know. You can reach me at hello@georgianbenta.com, or you can write a review on iTunes or on Stitcher or on Facebook. Let them know, because I think that Thanksgiving shouldn't be just one day or a couple of days, but at least 1 month, if not the whole year or our whole life. Thank you so much for listening.